Hurricane Irma left Florida days ago, but the state's economy, the fourth largest in the U.S., is feeling the hit. Here's how from Wall Street Journal reporter Ariane Campo Flores in Miami. Ariane, take us through this.
In the tourism sector, you know, you had a place like Miami Beach that is a big economic driver, has 22,000 hotel rooms, receives tons of guests throughout the year. The area sat virtually empty for a week. There was just no economic activity. The hotel rooms were empty. Restaurants weren't getting business. Bars weren't getting business. That alone was in excess of a $25 million hit from some numbers that we ran. And it's not just Miami Beach. What was so unique about Irma is just the extent to which it just blanketed the entire state. So it affected tourism areas in southwestern Florida, you know, like Naples, which is also receives a lot of visitors. Central Florida, like Tampa and Orlando, where all the amusement parks and theme parks are, and even points north. So that sector was significantly affected. In terms of agriculture, according to the Florida Farm Bureau, you're looking at an economic impact there of potentially billions of dollars. Again, agriculture is found in throughout different regions of the state. So you've got citrus groves throughout the state that have lost the fruit that was blown off. Trees have gone down. Mm-hmm. Fields have gotten inundated. And you see the same in areas where, you know, cattle graze, where blueberries are grown, and where other crops are. So the toll is significant.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Ariane Campo Flores. He's written a piece entitled Hurricane Irma's Major Economic Toll on Florida Takes Shape. As you point out, though, the Florida economy is fairly robust. How does that factor into all this?
Yeah, well, one economist we spoke to said, you know, if this had happened in another period in Florida's history, say several years back, for instance, when it was coming out of the mortgage meltdown, it would have been a different speed of recovery. Now, Florida's economy is on pretty solid footing. The unemployment rate is very low. It has been booming in terms of population. It now exceeds 20 million. The tourism numbers continue to set records. Apart from tourism and agriculture, there are growing sectors like healthcare in the state that help buoy the economy. On the Space Coast, you've got, you know, a burgeoning aerospace and space industry that continues to grow. And the state's GDP has been outpacing the national average. So given that, while the state is going to take a blow from Irma, economists expect that it should be able to weather that and recover in fairly short order.
And recovery on the tourism front, at least when it comes to Central Florida and all those theme parks like Disney, right? They're back and operational.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Disney rarely closes. It takes something like Irma to shut it down.
Yeah.
And that's something the tourism officials have been emphasizing. So the theme parks in Central Florida, they're back open or about to open down in South Florida in the area of South Beach. Hotels were starting to reopen. They were bringing in staff from as best they could to get these places cleaned up, back in order, back online, get, you know, food restocked. And so many of the establishments that I spoke to said that they expected to be fully operational by this weekend. That's in part going to be contingent upon all these areas getting electricity back. But judging from what I've seen, the power is steadily coming back in the most tourist-frequented areas.
Thanks, Ariane. It's Wall Street Journal reporter Ariane Campo Flores, who's based in Miami.
Thanks for listening, and we'd love to hear from you. Leave a review, and for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.